Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Don't forget, this Thursday we're going to be at the Eagle's Nest, and I look forward to seeing y'all there. Maybe you can convince Kevin to take a shot with you. That's something that he's willing to try out for the right person. But right now it's time to go around the entire NFC East and rumble through the East.
And as always, choose your own adventure as we go around the NFC East. Would you like the Redskins, the Giants, the Eagles, or the Cowboys?
Ooh, see, I'm going to switch it up and go with the Eagles first.
Ooh, perhaps a wise decision. And we start with this interesting note out of Jacksonville. You know, you might be thinking, that's not where the Eagles are.
It's not where the Eagles are, Kevin.
So, the Eagles have long been thought to perhaps be the leading destination for Jalen Ramsey. Now, word is going around this morning from Jason LaConfora that the Jaguars rejected an offer of 2 first-round draft picks for Jalen Ramsey. And the Eagles cornerbacks, they have been hit hard by injuries. And like when you factor in, people already thought that Jalen Ramsey might end up in Philadelphia. I can't confirm if the Eagles are the team that had that offer rejected. But the point is, the asking price for it is insane. Some people might think the Chargers are going to jump in there. We've heard a lot about the Chiefs and the Ravens. And obviously, we already mentioned the Eagles. But more than 2 first-round draft picks for a non-quarterback? I don't know about all that.
Yeah, I don't know about that either. And, if you're the type of team that's going to do something like that, you're desperate to make a splash. You're desperate to make some sort of move just, for the sake of making a move. I don't think the Cowboys are in a position to be that team anymore. It just seems like their moves are so strategic. The Robert Quinn move is looking like it's going to pay huge dividends.
Right.
And don't you want to be the team that's able to make a low-level draft trade for a top-tier talent like the Patriots? Like, if you're gonna maneuver this thing, you got to be able to make those types of moves. And like we talk about JD all the time and how he spent low on Pence, he spent low on this. Maybe he did spend a little high on Lance Lynn, but you got your money's worth out of Lance Lynn this year. You got to be frugal and hope for high returns on the other side. Now that being said, you also can't just rely on hope. Sometimes you actually have to do
strategy,
due diligence. And I think they did with Quinn, and I think that's going to work out. And I mean, whether or not you love Jalen Smith, that was a pick that they took a gamble on, but it seems to be the right gamble at the moment.
Now, you brought up the Patriots in this, and I'm sorry, Kevin. You brought up the Patriots as far as what they're doing and being frugal, and you can't do that if you want to be like them. What if you're just looking for one Super Bowl? What if you're just looking for one and that's the player that puts you over the top? Is anything out of the realm of spending if
nope.
you think that guy is the guy that puts you at that spot?
Not for me, it's not. I've always felt that there's no price too high for your starting quarterback, and I don't feel that there's any price too high if you're convinced this is going to win you the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Now, obviously, that could backfire on you in quite the spectacular fashion. Hey, on a lower level, this might be the lower level deal for you, Corey. Also for the Eagles, they have traded for linebacker Duke Riley. Got picked up from the Falcons along with a 6th-round pick in 2020 for Jonathan Cyprian and a 2020 7th-round pick.
And there was a time that we wanted Jonathan Cyprian.
Yes. How that time has come and gone.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to move to the Redskins, the Giants, or the Cowboys?
Hold on real quick before we move on from that. Just real quick. Duke Riley, that was a Quinn guy. I wonder if Dan Quinn's going to be done in the future with the Falcons. I know this is the NFC East, but I feel like things are falling apart for that guy.
Next time.
Back to you, Colby.
And I'm going to pick the Redskins.
All right. So the Redskins, they have a couple things happening in the spare transaction file. They have waived receiver Robert Davis. Probably of more importance is this week, the Patriots are playing the Redskins. And I know you're thinking, that's not important. I already know who's going to win.
Yes.
That's fair. Unless I take you directly to the source of Bill Belichick. And nobody's told Bill Belichick that his team is a 15-point favorite. No.
That's it? They're only a 15-point favorite?
Yeah.
It should be 1,000.
They are on the road and stuff, so maybe that's...
It's going to be a home game for the Patriots. Nobody in that stadium likes the Redskins.
I mean, I could see that. Right. So Bill Belichick had all kinds of amazing things to say about the Redskins. First of all, it started with the idea of the quarterback, because we've talked a lot about who's going to start, because it sounds like maybe Colt McCoy is ready to go, but maybe you're still going to give Dwayne Haskins another shot at this. And like all this and this and this, he said all three of them, why would he lie so much? He said all three of them are talented quarterbacks, and the fact that he doesn't know which one of them is going to play does give them some cause for concern, and it's kind of difficult. And if you thought, well, it's just about the quarterback, as long as he stopped it there. No. This is what he talked about all of the offense. Those guys are very efficient at getting the ball into the hands of their very good skills players. Great skills players at every spot. Gruden does a great job at game planning and creating problems for the defense. Honestly, I'm not sure why his owner wants to fire him. All right, I might have added
that last part.
I might have added that last part. But he said it's a well-balanced offense, so it makes you defend everything. The vertical passing game where they've hit a number of big plays, blah, 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 blah. So he just goes on and on. He talked about how great Adrian Peterson is. He talked about how they have very well-designed plays. He just went on and on about how kick-ass the Washington Redskins are. And in case you thought, hold on, are the Redskins better than I thought? No, they're probably worse than you thought. They're 0-4, and they have a point differential of minus 52. Which is the third worst in the league, behind the Bengals at minus 53,
wow.
And then, of course, the Miami Dolphins at minus 137.
Only 137.
It's a whole different deal.
But they're going to get to 500, right?
For sure.
Oh, my gosh. It's going to be glorious.
And the record's 284.
And then nobody's ever going to be able to match that.
Nope.
And it'll be so great.
The Dolphins will go down as the worst NFL team ever. You heard it here first.
That being said, I think Bill Belichick has a point.
Does what? He?
Yeah, I mean, you have to plan for three quarterbacks, right? Like, I mean, that's tough whenever you have to plan for, you know, for whatever occasion. You don't know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that he, like, points out and gushes over how talented they all are and the experience they have in the league, that's a little over the top.
I would pay.
But you know what, Kevin? I think he's, like, he's just defending the shield right now. He's like, man, if I go out there and just talk bad about him,
I think
nobody's
going to
watch,
like,
this game.
I think he's like, I want to see how many lies I can get away with. I would pay to watch the Bill Belichick Truth Serum press conference. And he's like, they suck. And if we don't win this game by at least 30 points, you best believe I'm going to bench or wave some people. That's the game I want to watch.
Oh, my gosh. How many times are you going to see Belichick running over somebody because they didn't make a play in a game they're winning by 30 points?
For sure.
And he's just going to be just railing on everybody. Oh, and then you know what? After the game, presser, he's going to say, we weren't good enough today.
Yeah. Like when they're back up through the pick six and they're 30-14 win, he's going to say, what an effing joke. Can you believe that, scrub? You best believe I'm going to look for a different backup quarterback this week. Can't beat the spread against the Jets.
Bring
whatever.
Back Garoppolo.
Yeah.
And then, ooh, he makes a trade for Garoppolo. I mean, and you're like, how the hell did they do that?
I bet he does think that. You want to go to the Giants or the Cowboys?
Let's hear about those Giants.
Good. The Giants, they cut Benny Fowler and TJ Jones as part of the Golden Tate roster shakeup. So that's really...
Golden Tate takes two player slots.
Yeah, that part was a little confusing to me as well. Maybe when you also factor in his ego.
Okay.
Like, have you considered that that's what we need to be looking at?
All right.
So now that, of course, leads us to the Cowboys. Well, I guess I could throw this out there. Where do you think the Giants quarterback sits in terms of the big leads quarterback rankings?
That's a good question.
1 to 32.
40th.
Yeah. I'm going to only
have 32 on the board.
I'm going to go with 21.
Oh. Corey, do you know the answer? It's 20.
Oh my God, I said it at the same time as you.
It's 20.
I said it at the exact same time.
Daniel Jones is 20th. This is not the best quarterbacking division necessarily because Carson Wentz is 12th. And then you go all the way to 32. This just seems mean-spirited. The combination of Dwayne Haskins, Colt McCoy, and Case Keenum are all tied.
That's just cold.
For 30 seconds.
That's cold by Belichick to go up there and make a joke like that while everybody else is like, they're the 32nd.
I would want to be in that room and say, yes, the big lead recently tied them all for the worst in the league. Thoughts on that? All right. So now we move to the Cowboys. Where do you think the Dak Prescott ranks on this list?
7th.
Okay. Who would you put him behind if he's 7th?
After that performance, I mean, he's had some great performances, but you have Pat Mahomes ahead of him. You would have, well, Tom Brady didn't play that great, but he did win. So I guess I'd still have Brady there.
Okay.
Then I would end up going with, Rivers didn't have a good game. Maybe. All right. I just pulled a number directly out of my butt.
Whoa.
Okay.
Dude.
He's number 4.
4.
Phillip Rivers is 5.
5.
Tom Brady is
10.
Tom Brady is 10.
See?
And then there's a really dumb picture of Aaron Rodgers picking apples with Danica Patrick.
What does that have to do with football?
I'm just saying, yeah, nothing.
God.
Pat Mahomes is number 1.
Mm-hmm.
Lamar Jackson, number 2.
Oh.
Russell Wilson, who now leads the league in completion percentage, is number 3. He also has 8 touchdowns and no interceptions. Phillip Rivers is number 5. You notice I conspicuously skipped number 4. Dak Prescott. Why? They said Dak didn't look like a top 10 quarterback in week 4, but every statistic says he's still in the top 5 right now. So he's still at the top of like all of these other statistical categories.
All right.
Here's something I want to throw out about Dak Prescott. I just saw this from Newey Scruggs, by the way. Our good friend Newey Scruggs over at NBC5. Dak Prescott leads the NFL with a 132.8 quarterback rating from a clean pocket. He is 29th under pressure. Kevin, sing the song.
Under pressure.
With a 54. That minus 78.8 drop from clean rating to under pressure rating is ahead of only Mitch Trubisky.
Oh, my God. That part makes me sad and not wanting to sing the song anymore.
Yes, I know. And you love that song.
I do love that
so much. But that's that. Like Dak in a clean pocket's great. In a not clean pocket is very, very bad. And the offensive line's not getting any better this weekend. This weekend, you're without Tyron Smith, and some of the things that you're seeing from this offensive line are very scary. And so I'm just saying, guys, like, oh, this can't be good, right? Right?
I mean, you go back to the soundbite of during one of the games, I forget which one it is, but Jason Garrett runs over to Dak and says, the pocket's clean, you're good, you're good.
He has all sorts of faith.
When you have to go remind your quarterback to stop with the happy feet because of that, that's kind of scary. It's kind of scary.
Now, one positive, we talked about this with Fish just a little bit, is Jerry Jones said that he's not ruling out Michael Gallup. He said, we got to see how he does out there. But the thought being that he kind of thinks that Michael Gallup could be able to play this weekend. And the thing that I took away from that is, like, maybe even if he doesn't play this weekend, he would certainly be good to go. Well, you'd hope he'd be good to go by the Jets game, and he would definitely be good to go for the Eagles game. Then he followed it up with Tyron saying the team couldn't have asked for better news and they are looking forward to a quick return. So you might see Gallup and Tyron back for the Jets. But worst case scenario, it feels like you would definitely see them back in time for the Eagles game, which I take it we're all more concerned about than the Jets game.
I'm concerned about this Sunday, Kevin.
Okay, well, we're probably not going to have them for this game.
Focus on one game at a time.
You can focus on any of the games you want. You're not a player.
I know, but I feel like because the coaches tell me every day we're focused on...
Okay, well, that's fine. Garrett can focus on whatever he wants, and I can focus on whatever I want.
Yeah.
And I can focus on the Eagles. Well, I do care about the Packers, but I'm just going to tell you right now, I don't care what he says. I'm not concerned about the Jets game. Unless Darnold comes back, then we're going to lose.
Because we're all going to get mono.
Yeah.
You think Darnold will try and make out with everybody on the field?
Yeah, I do.
Just so that everybody gets mono?
You'll see all their spleens.
Do you still have mono if you're, like, are you a carrier at that point?
Yeah,
do
you have mono? Pretty sure you have to take that pill that they talk about or that little cream. You still have mono, but it goes dormant for a while. I'm pretty sure that's how it works.
What?
Remember you seen all those commercials? Like, if you have a mono flare-up, you have to rub the cream on your face and stuff. And, well, maybe that's why you got it to begin with.
What?
Hey, and finally, it looks like Davante Adams, man.
There is no segue from what you said to where you're going right now. That does not work.
It looks like Davante Adams is not going to play this weekend against the Cowboys.
Dude, this is exciting, man. This is awesome. I think this is the best news that you could possibly get with a situation that's going on with your offensive line. This is a huge thing for me because that dude right there is Aaron Rodgers' guy.
Are you more excited about that or knowing that your mono flare-ups could be controlled? We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's talk college football and the unstoppable juggernaut that is SMU. 1983 KNC masterpiece is back next on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This segment of the KNC Masterpiece is brought to you by Frankel and Frankel. Have you been injured in an accident with a work truck or 18-wheeler? You can call 214-333-3333, or you can check them out online at frankelfirm.com, principal office, Dallas, Texas.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Trying to look for a name for this segment. I kind of like football from college on Tuesday. I don't know how you guys feel about that.
What about football in the 50s?
No.
Can we bring that back?
It's very college football centric. So 877-881-1053. If you want to text in, I love Sean and RJ do the college football kegger, and it's RJ Choppy's college football kegger because he's throwing a keg party. I love it. It's great. So if you guys have any suggestions on what y'all want to call this, Kevin is our college football expert. We're just fans living in this college football world. So let's have a college football fun fest.
Ooh, you know what? And I want to do a quick test so we can kind of figure something out real quick. I want to see who would be the master and champion of all things college football knowledge among this group here.
Oh, no.
How many teams in the history of college football do you think have won 900 games?
That's a lot of games.
That is a lot of games.
I'm going to say 6.
Okay.
Wow. I'll go 8.
Ooh, Reggie, do you care to take a guess? How many college football programs have ever won 900 games?
Give me 3.
Ooh, this is a tough call. The correct answer
5
is 7.
Oh. Yikes.
So that means it's right in between Colby and Corey. How many of those 7 do you think you could name?
6.
That's a lot more than me.
All right. If you could name 6... without looking at your computer.
Michigan.
That's 1.
Ohio State.
That's 2.
Oklahoma.
That's 3.
Alabama.
That's 4.
Don't do it.
Texas.
That's five.
K-State. No, definitely
Notre
don't
Dame.
Do that.
That is correct.
K-State.
Why would you do that?
It's Nebraska. Nebraska. We were also looking for Nebraska.
Oh, you got six.
Now, Oklahoma and Notre Dame became the sixth and seventh teams to get to 900 wins this weekend. I guess.
Huh? What do you mean you guess?
Well, here's the thing. Remember how you saw things that never really happened per the NCAA? Well, Notre Dame actually got to its 900th win in 2017. But then in 2018, the NCAA retroactively took away all their wins from 2012 and 2013. And only now are they back to 900 again.
Is this what? So does USC have 900 wins, but technically they don't because of the Reggie Bush year?
I don't think they are up to that level just yet.
Oh, okay. That seems...
That's really bizarre, right?
Yeah, that is crazy. Who else is close? Is USC close?
That's a good question. I only know the teams that have made it there. So, yeah, Oklahoma...
Like Penn State would be in that mix,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they lost a bunch. Florida State lost a bunch. Oklahoma, Notre Dame, Texas, Ohio State, Nebraska, Michigan, and Alabama. Those are the teams that have made it. And
how many wins? Do you know how many wins Alabama has?
I don't.
Okay.
I'll see if I can look.
That's wild, and I wonder how, like, when Alabama got into that club, because that seems like a pretty exclusive club to be in for school.
Whoa. Okay. Let's see here. All right, so NCAA.com tells me that, oh, yes, Penn State is number 9. They've won 891. I bet that takes away the games that they...
Oh, Sandusky?
That they were stripped because of that.
What about Penn Island State? Is there a...
No.
You can't really go there after Penn State.
Sorry.
They also list Yale. So I guess I should have clarified. These are the...
What?
1A teams.
Yale?
Because Yale has not always been in the top level of football. So they are 900. They have 909 wins.
I saw an old man walking in my neighborhood, and he was wearing a Yale rowing shirt, and it said, Yale rowing, Grandpa. So I guess like his...
Oh, yeah, wow. Can't believe they put grandpas on the team. By the way, the numbers, Oklahoma at 900, Notre Dame 900, Yale 909, Bama 910, Texas 911.
What?
Never forget. Ohio State 916, and Michigan 956. So they're like way out in front.
Wow, they need to fire John Harbaugh.
He's won 956 games for
them. I don't know if he's won all of them, by the way.
He's been their coach since 1879.
And yet somehow has not beat Ohio State.
It is confusing.
We get a few suggestions for the title of the segment. One of them says Colo football. The other is Mascot Tuesday. And KNC's college football tailgater. And for me, I think...
Ooh, Tailgate Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe...
Tailgate Tuesday is good.
KNC's college party bowl.
Oh, I love party bowls.
Because it could be a bowl of anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weed.
Okay.
Candy.
Hey, guys, there's a lot of weed and candy and alcohol consumed.
I know our audience
college.
Is definitely weed. Guys, let's talk about the bet that I wanted to go wrong. Now, keep in mind, next segment, most amazing bet you've ever heard in your life. I'm here to guarantee it right now, 100%. Ooh. 100% guarantee.
You have the balls to guarantee that.
I just did before you even said that.
Okay.
So even when there was nothing on the line, I made the bet. A bettor wagered $50,000 for Clemson to beat North Carolina. The bet would have netted him $1,000.
Just to win?
Yes.
Okay.
Not to cover.
Nope.
Okay.
Win straight up. $50,000 to win $1,000. And as you saw, Clemson survived by the slimmest of margins. If it weren't for an ill-conceived two-point conversion play call, I'm fine with the move. I just didn't like the play call. They ended up winning 21-20. But if they convert, that idiot is out $50,000. Because of that, though, Clemson dropped to number two in both of the polls, and Alabama is now at the top of the heap.
What did you hear Dabo say after that game, too? He said he got outcoached in that game.
Yes.
The game they won.
He said
I got
outcoached, outplayed. And I appreciate that level of honesty. You probably
what about Mike Leach? Mike Leach called his guys fat, dumb, and entitled.
Soft.
Yeah.
He was like, we're S-A-W-F-T, soft.
I don't think he said that word.
So let's talk about a team that is also in the rankings. Well, it's not Reggie's team. They fell out of the top 25. It shouldn't be my team. They should also not be in the top 25. Texas A&M tied for 25th in the AP poll, and they're 21st for some reason in the coaches poll. No, coming in just ahead of Texas A&M at number 24, it is SMU. This is the first time they have been in the AP top 25 rankings in more than 30 years.
Wow.
What?
Are they ranked ahead of A&M?
Yes, as I just said, they're ranked ahead.
I just wanted you to say it again.
They should be. Mm-hmm. Texas A&M should not be in the top 25. When I was listening to Reggie's show on Saturday, I texted in to say that exact same thing.
Oh, really?
Yes, I did.
I'm very interested in some of the, what's going on with that program? You know, is the recruiting different? Is it just a different vibe about the program altogether?
Their QB doesn't look
is
too bad.
Is it all on Bushel? I'm just trying to figure. Bushel. I give him a hard time because of that one time. But it's a lot of fun to see that going on. I wonder, because there was a time when the SMU football program with June Jones kind of hit a pop, and everybody was like, "Whoa, hey, what's going on?"
Yeah.
But I do wonder if it's going to liven up the DFW scene again for SMU.
All right, let me tell you why I think it might. All right, check this out. This weekend, they host Tulsa. They're going to be favored. Then they have a bye week. Then they host Temple. They're going to be favored. Then they're going to be on the road against Houston. They're going to be favored. Then we're going to skip a game, and we'll come back to that game.
Uh-oh.
Then November 9th, host Eastern Carolina. They're going to be favored. Bye week. On the road against Navy, they're going to be favored. Then they host Tulane to finish the season. They're going to be favored. They're going to be favored in every single one of their games the rest of the way, with the possible exception of Memphis. They're on the road at Memphis, who is 4-0. Right now, ESPN's matchup predictor says SMU is 49.9% likely to win that, and Memphis is 50.1. That means you could conceivably see an SMU team that is favored in all of their games the rest of the way.
Wow. But
does that mean college football playoff?
I mean, I don't know about that because they have a lot of ground to catch up on, but maybe a New Year's Six game?
The field's only 100 yards, Kevin. What do you mean a lot of ground?
In the polls. Oh, okay. A lot of ground in the polls.
I mean, the polls are what, only like, what, 100?
2 or 3 feet deep.
Yeah. 130
okay.
Yards.
Not, no.
Because you got, what, 15?
Right.
Yeah. The field goal polls.
You guys are freaking ridiculous.
You're ridiculous.
So, just, I mean,
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited for the potential of SMU actually doing, you know, something pretty special, because getting the death penalty has been a problem for them.
Absolutely.
To rebuild that program and stay consistent since then. And you know what, Kevin? It is almost a school where it's like, okay, are they a stepping stone for a head coach, or are they a place where you can stay and recruit? And dude, think about recruiting from right here. Like,
this is the best place for football in the country.
We try to talk about that all the time, but if you actually recruit from this area right here, you're going to get some of the top talent if you can recruit from here, because you have a program to rely on. You just got to be able to figure out. I always wonder if kids that stay in the area kind of get brought down by some of the friends that they've grown up with, or if they go somewhere else and become something great because they went somewhere else.
Sure. I think SMU could really take off after this. A team that's not taking off, Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech is terrible. They just lost to Temple 24-2. They are dead last in offense in major college football, averaging a robust 13.5 points per game. So, yeah, they are terrible.
That's not surprising. You go from playing the, what was it, all the triple option and everything.
Yes,
with the
they
speed,
did switch their offense.
You got the speed offensive lineman, and now you're trying to play regular offense without guys that can actually do it. Yeah. Yikes.
Good call there. Good news for Minnesota, though. So I know you're probably thinking, I don't care about Minnesota football. Well, their quarterback, Tanner Morgan, was 21 of 22 for 4 touchdowns in a win over Purdue.
I just wonder who dropped that one pass.
That's
right?
A good question. But even with that, it's the best completion percentage in a Big Ten game ever. Ever! And Minnesota is 4-0 for the first time in 6 years. But all of these stories pale in comparison to the next story. Washington football. They built a restaurant outside of their stadium. And I know you might be thinking, okay, who cares? That's not an important stadium. Did I tell you that the stadium is located directly off of the water? And did I tell you that the restaurant is in Husky Harbor? And did I tell you that the restaurant is a floating Wendy's barge?
Oh, yeah, I saw this. It looks awesome.
What?
So you pull up to the barge in your boat,
yeah,
and they serve hamburgers and spicy chicken nuggets. They don't have the
that's
full.
All they have.
They don't have the full arsenal of Wendy's products yet, but
and that's all they need. All they need is hamburgers and spicy chicken nuggets. Me and Dak are going to go have a good time.
That's right.
You know, Dak didn't actually get those nuggets on the way home, Kevin. Oh, I just wanted to point that out.
What a shock! Now, are you going to the boat restaurant to get spicy chicken nuggets?
Yes, if that's the only place I can get them.
All right.
I mean, just imagine being a person that lives in Washington and there are no Wendy's around. And you're like, oh, what, Colby? What are
you looking at me not, like that for? I'm not going to the boat Wendy's to get stuff.
You think they can't make spicy chicken nuggets on a boat?
I know they can. I'm sure they can do a wonderful job. But I've got to then go get out of my car, go get into a boat, and then,
No, you're most likely, if you're in that neck of the woods, you travel by boat to get to stadium.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago, I went from one person's house to another person's house. We got in the boat and then drove the boat there, got off the boat, and went to their house. It was amazing.
Whole while singing, I'm on a boat.
Yeah.
And then you tell people what you did with a mermaid.
Oh, my Lord.
On the boat.
I want to drive the boat.
Hey, if you saw the Baylor game this weekend, it was wild. So they scored the first 20 points of the game against Iowa State. Then they gave up the next 21 points. And then they kicked a field goal to win the game. They are 4-0. And Corey, they're now going to keep their head coach, Matt Rhule, for a long, long time.
Yeah, I think he pushed contract terms to like 2028.
He did.
And that's a big-time number right there. And it was kind of a bit unexpected. But that being said, this is a coach that said, hey, I'm going to go apply for a job with the Jets. Interviewed for the job, and then they said, yeah, you can have the job, but you can't pick your own staff. And he was like, he gave him the bird and said, I'll see you later. And that's the kind of coach that, A, I'd like to play for, and B, I want to coach for. Mm-hmm. You know, a guy that's like, hey, I wanted to take y'all with me, but they wouldn't let me. So I said, screw it, I'm coming back to be with my guys, the guys that I trust. That guy is going to build something, and you know what? Either he stays at Baylor till 2028 yep. and does something great, or somebody else comes along and says, whatever it is that you want, whatever you need, we'll make it happen for you.
Yeah, and he'll just be like, can I pick my own staff? Oh, well, sure. Why would we not let you? That would be stupid.
Oh, because we're not the Jets.
Yeah. So there's your college football update.
A couple of suggestions, Kevin, real quick.
Oh, yeah.
College or KNC college kickoff.
Ooh, okay.
Illegal touching Tuesdays.
I don't. Maybe not that one.
KNC AA Party Bowl.
Okay.
And then from the 817, damn straight, Kevin, I'm high as hell, LMAO. So that was...
Yeah, that person knows. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, I promise you, this would be the most amazing betting story you will ever hear in your life.
Listen, Tolos, Master Peeps, if it's not, you have to let Kevin know because he's been talking about this for 3 days now.
It is incredible. We will bring it to you next, right here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This segment of the KNC Masterpiece is brought to you by Bill Dickinson's Group of Dealerships. Did you know that shopping at Dallas Truck World, Southwest Kia, and Mesquite Mitsubishi, you work with a non-commissioned salesperson? So check them out today.
Guys, I want to see y'all at the Neighborhood Saloon for Pub and Eats and full bar in a fantastic laid-back setting. Lots of TVs to watch the big game. And they got an enclosed deck as well. It is Eagle's Nest Sports Grill. 8455 Boat Club Road in Fort Worth, Texas, 76179 for the complete address.
We've heard you, Fort Worth Tolos. We've heard you. And you're like, hey, we need to see. Why don't y'all come this direction? Why don't y'all come this direction?
In your face.
We'll be there.
We're being there Thursday night.
Yeah.
You be there so we can show everybody that we pack places out with Tolos, and we can come back again.
Yeah, every time y'all show up to an event and y'all show up with style like that and all the people show up and everything, then the boss and all the other people are like, hold on, KNC really does have tons of fans that listen at night. And we know it because we see y'all texting in all the time.
Yep.
So we want to prove it to the boss man. We want to prove it to the salespeople that all those Tolos that text in, they love us. They love us some KNC. All right, Kevin, you have made promises. You have made promises that this is the greatest betting segment ever to be done on live radio.
Correct.
And if it's not, 877-881-1053, I want you to text in and tell Kevin that he oversold it. All right, Kevin, this is your chance. This is your final chance.
All right, quick thought.
If this is not, I will never let you pitch a segment again.
Okay, that seems fair. Do you think I'm going to be able to meet your expectations?
Yes.
Colby?
I'm at about 50%.
Reggie, will I be able to meet the expectations?
I don't know.
I don't know why I expected a different answer from Reggie. All right, for this, I take you to Florida.
Oh, we're going to already off to a good start there.
Yeah, you've already buttered up Colby.
Now, Hallandale.
Nice and lubed up for this one.
What are you doing? Hallandale Beach, Florida. We go to Gulfstream Park, where a bettor hit the Gulfstream Rainbow Six. Now, that jackpot has not been achieved in approximately 5 years.
Okay.
Now, to get that jackpot,
you have to order something out of the magazine, Gulfstream?
No. Oh. Is that a magazine? All right. You have to bet on the horse races.
Field and Stream.
You have to win not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, but six races.
Probably why it's called the Gulfstream Rainbow Six, Kevin.
Makes sense.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
If it was the seven, you'd be like, hold on.
What are we doing here? Now, that seems tough, right?
Yes.
But not impossible or anything like that.
Well,
does it seem?
It seems tough.
Okay. But not impossible. Yes.
You know, names out of a hat.
But what if I told you to win the entire jackpot, you have to win six consecutive races in the Rainbow Six and hold the only ticket for every single one of those races that is victorious.
So nobody else can win that ticket or win any one of
those races. So think about that. Let's dwell on that for just a second.
214, Kevin, you oversold this. And from the 817, the greatest betting segment is Battle of the Beast.
Just want to let you know. That's a fair counterpoint on the other part. Now just wait, you'll see. All right. So you win one race and you're the only person that has that ticket. That's pretty impressive.
Right.
But to do it in
is the payout different if that happens or is it always? Oh, really?
Massively.
Really?
So.
No, I mean, like if in any race, if you get one, they pay you out differently, or do they pay you?
Because there's no jackpot involved, so like you can still So you don't get anything associated with that. If you hit all six of the Rainbow Six races, and you're the only person to get every single one of those, you hit the Rainbow Six jackpot, which start to let your mind turn wild. It's quite astonishing. Now, how many, you'd have to pretty much bet on all long shots, right? Because you'd like to think if anybody wins any one of these one particular races and you pick like the favorite or even second, third, fourth, like one of the top horses, there's probably going to be a whole lot of other people that pick that. But on the flip side, you can't just pick the long shots because there's probably going to be people out there that have picked the long shots just like you. So you have to find the perfect combination, and you have to pick that perfect combination, and you have to win all six of the races consecutively and be the only person who picked any of those horses to win.
Ooh.
So as you can guess, this is an incredibly difficult thing to do.
Yes, it's good God. Nobody else guessed right.
Yeah, it sounds like math.
The person that won... won $2.2 million.
That's it.
They bet 20 cents.
You're kidding me. You are kidding me. He bet 20 cents on six races?
And won $2.2 million.
That is the greatest winning for your price I've ever heard of.
That is, those are statistical odds of 11 million to one.
So he should have won $11 million. Kobe.
Right. If he would have bet a dollar, I think he would have.
Oh, 11 million to one.
Yeah.
Okay,
so since he only bet 20 cents.
What an idiot. This guy's a stupid idiot.
I think for this jackpot, I don't know if like there's a limit. I mean, that's a weird, like your limit's 20 cents. That doesn't make any sense. But think about this. All right, so you roll out to the track that day. You're like,
the track's not making any money off this 20 cents.
11 million to one shot. I'm going to drop 20 cents. And we didn't find out. Nobody knows.
You know what? Double it.
Yeah. Okay, now you get 4 million. Nobody knows how many combinations of horses that he bet. All right. Let's say he bet, I don't know, 100 different combinations. So guess what? He's out 20 bucks. It's a 20-cent ticket. Let's say he bet 1,000 different combinations. Guess what? He's out $200. He won $2.2 million off of a 20-cent bet.
Hold on. Then everybody should be winning this. If I went in and just bet 200, like that's 200 bucks to get 1,000 different combinations, I'm going to win, right?
But remember...
nobody else can do that.
Nobody else can do that. So if everybody goes off of that philosophy, you think about it. If you win all six races, there's no bonus.
That's whenever I show up to the track and put up a sign that says track's closed, and then I go in and bet, and nobody's there except for me that day. Boom. Mm-hmm.
So you don't think at any point anyone would check the front entrance and they would be like, hey, how come there's only one person here today? You don't think somebody put a sign up to you that said the track's closed?
And there's just Corey in the stands going, woo!
I want him just to have a generic sign that says go horse racing. Like you're not cheering for any particular horse. But yeah, so think about it. So first of all, you have to win all six of those races. You have to also be the only person that won any of those races. So if anybody in the stands won any of those other races, I mean, you'll still get plenty of money, but you don't get it. That's why the jackpot gets to be that high. Now, the next part
of this...
what's
more impressive to you? The fact that this guy got all six of those races and nobody else bet on them, so he got six diamonds in a rough.
Yep.
Or that he won $2.5 million. What do you think is more impressive?
It's the first one, but that's because I have additional information about this. Uh-oh. Okay, what do you think is more impressive?
The 2 million, of course.
The only reason I say the guy winning all the races is because this has actually taken place once before. Back in 2014, a bettor hit the jackpot for $6.7 million.
So he bet 60 cents?
I am not entirely sure if it's just percentage of how much money you bet or if 20 is the base bet and it just... like, you know, whenever you go to the arcade and stuff, they'll be like, the jackpot's at 600 tickets because, like, it's been X amount of time since somebody won it. So, I mean, you should. They're still fun. So I'm not sure if it's just the amount of money you bet or if it's just a matter of time. I think it's a matter of time because of how the jackpot, like, amasses itself. So I think it's more impressive that he got all those right, because this has happened once before. And it happened in 2014 when somebody won $6.7 million. But all I know is this guy rolled up to the track on Friday, made a 20-cent bet, and won $2.2 million.
For pocket change
what
that he found.
What an idiot for not betting a dollar.
In his car.
Like, it's so dumb of him. It was 11 to 1. Why wouldn't you spend
the
$1?
Corey? What if it's like, I'm down to my last 20 cents?
Borrow 80 cents, idiot. You could add 11 million. Then you'll never have to borrow 80 cents again. God, I'm furious with this guy.
Do you think he has to bet? He has to borrow 80 cents now because he only has 2.2
million? No, well, I mean, maybe.
And somebody said, why can't you bet on every horse in every race? Well, you can, but again, if anybody wins any of these races, then you don't get it. From the 214, you have exceeded. You had me at Florida Man. For the 817, if it's not Battle of the Beasts, I'm not impressed. So that's fair.
My, what we have built.
From another 214, Kevin, you would like a story, cheap gambling story like this. I mean, it's pretty impressive.
Kevin is a penny pincher.
And from the 469, I cannot find a link to the story. Well, I don't have a direct link for you because I actually read this in an actual newspaper.
I'm providing the link for the guy right
there. Okay. All right. Because I was going to say, that's pretty dang impressive. So, yeah, 20 cents to $2.2 million. Gentlemen, what say you? We live up to the hype?
It's pretty impressive. 20 cents.
I know you're still mad at that guy for not betting more. But.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty furious with him for not betting more on this
thing.
But
don't take it out on the story.
Right. No, the delivery of the story was pretty fantastic.
All right. You've done good.
And I think the percentage, 20 cents for $2.5 million, that's a ratio of what?
It was 11 million to 1.
6 billion percent more than he bet. And... Right? That's,
I mean, if it's percentages,
Kobe, does that sound good?
Actually, if it is percentages,
I mean, yeah.
I think it would be like 1.1 billion percent.
Face. Yeah. No, so, I mean, that's kind of what I'm rolling with. So that's a big deal, man.
A lot.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, Mark Cuban versus The Athletic. And who still pays for good journalism in 2019? We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.